Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
You must see the hand of God. You must view life vertically from His perspective, or you will lose all drive to go on ultimately. Because life will bring to you, I should say God will bring to you, the crises that will crush you. While I was a seminary student, just began 1959, I sat at Chafer Chapel and listened to Dr. Alan Redpath, who was then the pastor of the Moody Memorial Church in Chicago. I forget all the other things Dr. Redpath said that day to those of us who were young students at the school, but I do remember one statement. He said, "When God wants to do an impossible task, He takes an impossible person and crushes him." He takes an impossible person and crushes him. Now, that makes for great preaching, and it is a marvelous statement to remember, but it really will require of you the mental discipline to embrace that, to believe that, to live in that truth, and to die with that on your lips. Dawson Trotman died at Scroon Lake. He was on a speedboat, and it took a quick turn, and one of the women in the boat, and Trotman, fell overboard. Trotman, who had founded the Navigators, just really beginning the ministry back in the late 40s and early 50s, brought the woman up out of the water and held her up. And they drew her into the boat, even sank and drowned. Lila, not knowing she was his widow, was walking on the shoreline of Scroon Lake when the boat came back, and these grieved, heartbroken people on board stepped out on the pier, and one of them ran down to Lila and said, "Lila, Lila, Doss is gone. Doss is gone." She looked at him and without a hesitation said, "Our God is in the heavens. He has done whatever He pleases." That's the vertical perspective. And I commend that perspective to every one of us as we think about living a life that honors God. It isn't simply doing what is right and loving kindness and modeling humility, as powerful as those statements are. It is a deeper truth than that, and that is embracing the providential hand of God in all of life. As Cynthia and I say to each other at least once a week, some weeks several times, God is still sovereign. God is still in control. Many of us live our lives from one crisis to another, from one test to another, from one surprising incident to another, and we think we have seen it all until the next week comes, and there's another thing that can cut our legs out from under us. The first reaction and the most common reaction is a horizontal one, to complain, to grouse about it, even to try to escape the truth of it. We need to embrace the pain of it and to acknowledge God's hand is in it. He didn't suddenly stop being sovereign before the crisis happened.
God is in control, and He does what He pleases. When you embrace a vertical perspective, you're acknowledging that God's hand is in the situation. God is sovereign, no matter what happens. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Enjoying the Rewards, was copyrighted in 2007 and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2013 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.